Shalom Aleichem, Mishpo Cox, Todd Cameron here with Paradigm Shift again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Shalom Aleichem, Paradigm Shift, Kras Tabit. We're trying to fight the false paradigms. We're taking our thoughts captive as we're commanded to in 2 Corinthians 10:5.
Hallelujah.
We don't want to be led around by the nose anymore. And so today we're going to continue on from what we started on Monday, the program regarding this giant illusion that they're trying to put in place. And what's really important, Chavarim, friends, is that we are trying to show you the earthly witness of how enormous the false paradigm is, how enormous the illusion is, and how easy it is to be sucked in on into any faction of it. And we're working on, and we'll be bringing you in time, the celestial, the heavenly witness that is also going to be such a grand illusion that even the very elect might be deceived.
Oh, yeah. And in Revelation, it talks about this. In Revelation 13:5, I'm going to read this here a little bit, and this will get us into what the show is going to be today. And there was a sign given unto him, a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. We believe that's coming up soon for us, Mishpokah. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against Yahuwah to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And that it was given unto him to make war with the saints, to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And see, all kindreds, tongues, and nations power was given to him. That's what the New World Order is designing, and they're bringing about to give one man power over all the nations on the planet through their thousands of corporations, through their UN, Agenda 21, eugenics programs to exterminate the peoples, to cause problems in every nation, to implement their programs. They call it Islam. They call it fascism. They call it communism. They call it tyranny, Nazism.
The Nazis are alive and well, it's all still alive. Operating.
That's right. It's a lawless society ruled
yes.
by the law of men instead of by a constitution. You know, Mishpokah, I remember back in the 80s when I was growing up, the 70s, 80s, from Carter to Reagan, those presidencies, they constantly on the TV. I mean, the programming was very good because I was just a small little kid, 8, 10 years old and younger. And they constantly talked about how the Constitution was in the way of impeding social order or social regeneration or social programs in the United States. And they couldn't get any laws passed. Why? Because back then we weren't as drugged by our foods and by their foods, their pharmaceuticals, which they have taken over and completely are forcing down our throats through Obamacare, through their eugenics program called Obamacare in the United States. But anyway, back in the 80s, back to that story again, you could not do anything. They talked about it constantly, the president, the senators, the congressmen, that everything was unconstitutional. Now today, with the educational system totally being taken over by the corporations of the banking kings, the world elite, the Rothschilds.
That was done decades ago. We now have the product of that takeover,
mm-hmm.
which is mindless zombies walking around with their iPods
That's
and their
all.
Designer jeans and their corpse-like bodies, having no understanding of what rules them.
That's right. So all we can do is complain as our laws pass away, but no one understands how it got there or why it's able to continue today. It's because our people have been dumbed down to the point that we don't know what our Constitution or our laws are anymore. And that's something that King George sent a commission over here to figure out how to take down this nation. That was to get rid of our laws and to get rid of our Bibles out of our schools. And the Rockefellers in 1900, 1913 era, they did that with the educational system, spending over $100 million. back in those days, that would have been $1 billion plus as far as adjusting for inflation.
And they patiently waited till we forgot about Yahuwah, we forgot who our God was, and therefore we forgot our boundaries,
right,
our morals, the law that was leading and ruling us, so that today we're open to anything, including, you know, the military involved in bestiality and saying that it's okay, actually condoning it, sanctioning it,
right,
you know, and homosexual, and down on the list.
Military being on the streets of St. Louis right now.
Yeah, the tanks right there.
They're still sitting there today. There's cops that are calling in to the Alex Jones show reporting in panic over what they're being told as they're being prepped for an event in October where the military will be needed in St. Louis. They're still sitting there.
Air support and ground support.
There you go. So Mitch Bokai, he is given power over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And it goes on to say, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake like a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them that which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
And he deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. And so again, we are very much hearing that there is going to be a great deception coming. And what's interesting is we had an article posted on Monday's newsletter? Sunday's newsletter. If you want that, you can get it at petranch@dishmail.net. You can get our newsletters. Or you can get, you know, links to some of the shows that we do. We have an article, and it's called Science Fiction Fans, You're Welcome. That is an actual quote on the Army website, because the Army now has the ability to control lightning bolts with lasers. And it says here at the end of this article that they never got tired of the lightning bolts zapping their simulated targets. And so
these lightning bolts, Mish Boka, have the amount of power for a city. Each time it's fired,
yes,
for one major city, and it only happens in a blink of a second, and much less than a second, and it has the power of one city. Is it for one day's worth of power?
It says, I think it's like a 50 billion watts.
Okay, so enough power for one day. We'll just call it that.
Putting out more power than a large city needs. The pulse lasts for like 2 trillionths of a second.
So they can literally call down fire from heaven. It's like HAARP, you know, that's supposed to control the weather, and they did back in the 50s. Russia pushed for an agreement in the UN that we wouldn't use it to attack other nations between one another and stuff. This weather manipulation and control, and our United States government having patents through the many military industrial complex producing weapons companies in the United States. But anyway, they're using lasers these days from satellites in space in order to cause major thunderstorms like in Duluth. That just happened this past week, Duluth, Minnesota. It's believed a couple weeks ago, the water came from space, Mish Boka, and knowing the electromagnetic connections between the sun, the earth, and the rest of the planets and the actual magnetic field of the earth and how it works, they use this and combine with their knowledge of the atmosphere and how to direct water to form and go to one spot by charging the planet in a negatively way in a certain location with lasers from space. When that storm occurred, there was no major storm systems around anywhere around it. It came up in a matter of 10 hours
overnight
and then dumped specifically on Duluth and was done.
Drowned zoo animals. I mean, it was the town is destroyed.
Bombing by water.
It's really interesting when you start to wake up out of this programmed matrix that they have us sleeping in, how much Hollywood telegraphs everything that the elite are doing, because that's part of their little unwritten code, is they have to tell you before they do it. You know, and this article here says that the order is laser, lightning, destruction of target. That's exactly the order that this all works in for this particular piece of technology. They have technology and ability for weaponized weather that we just have no concept how real it is and how serious it is.
And the overall plan, Mish Boka, as we know, is that there's going to be a one man that's going to be able to do these great signs and wonders in front of people. And we're just proving to you that they already had the technology to do these things, and that's why the elite act the way they do, is they want to destroy as many people on the planet while they go into their bunkers with their underground seed vaults and their years of supply of food and stores and things underground.
And their drone army patrolling up here. Yeah. Patrolling up here.
Drone army intermixed with humans as far as technology and biological and technological beings that they have in this one world transhumanism that they are trying to come about.
They are doing some really amazing stuff with our soldiers. You can go online and Google some of that information, and you'll see that the transhumanism, the actual, you know, developing almost like cyborgs, you know, they're part robot, part human, and what they're being able to do with that. Yeah. We actually have an article on our newsletter from Sunday that says that the Wired.com had a headline about putting our brains into computers and having them live forever.
And that's what they're looking to do. There's 7,000 servicemen that are suing either the Defense Department or I think it's the
FBI.
Or the CIA, I can't remember which one it was, but it was an article a couple of weeks ago. But they're suing the military because they chipped him.
No, they put in brain implants without being told. This was done against their will. And we have a lady again on our article from Sunday who is actually suing. I believe it's Georgia. Yeah, for the mandatory RFID chip she got against her will and the medical problems it has caused her since she got it.
This is what Obamacare is going to come and give to you. I mean, they're going to tell you what kind of foods you can have and eat, and of course it's going to be all their pharmaceuticals and GMO foods and what drugs you take and vaccines. They're going to force you to take those, which has already been well proven that the polio vaccines that were given had 32 other cancer-causing viruses in the polio vaccine that was given big time back in the 50s. So a lot of our cancers today is a part of that. Plus, there's been over 1,500 nuclear explosions that have been set off since the supposed discovery of atomic warfare, which in the days of Noah before, like Scripture talks about it, in these times it'll be as the days of Noah and even worse. There's nuclear warfare that went on in India before the flood. And if you don't know
their
anything about that,
about
look up their records. Their ancient records talk about it. So
the headline was Plant Our Brains in Robots and Keep Them Alive Forever from Wired.com. And we have another article, World's First Genetically Modified Human Babies Born, which you heard us mention a couple shows ago. And so, you know, we are watching the actual days of Noah literally finally being told to us. It's been going on behind the scenes, but now we're being told about it. And all those people who thought, you know, that Todd and Tamara were crazy or Steve Quayle are on down the list, it's, you know, we just came out of the matrix sooner.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, all the ancient texts and documents talk about the same things that happened across our planet. They talk about the beings, these beings coming down, given these technology, they became their gods, and all this. And then the great wars. You read the Indian Vedic texts, and they talk about the nuclear war and the flying machines that were going around in the air, the anti-gravitational type propulsion machines that we've read to you that the Nazis developed. The elitists have spent most of their time, and their archaeologists and scientists around the globe, to find one specific thing that's ancient archaeology and technology.
Indiana Jones? Anybody?
That's right.
That's all real.
So they develop all this all over again, and everything that has been will be again. There's nothing new under the sun, and we're coming back up to the days of Noah. So, you know, before the flood, the same things were going on. There was eugenics program. They were trying to control the earth. There were warring factions that had these mighty weapons and power that came from the so-called gods, you know, Prometheus, giving fire down to men. By the time you get to the Greek, that's just the Greeks' version of how the gods fought
and
did the wars.
Their titans and their demigods and their Olympus.
Those are the fallen ones. That's right. And Enoch, our book, our people have written about these things. And they've taught us that we need to throw everything out and be afraid of every other type of book outside of the Scriptures. Well, if it comes from we're going to watch their TV programs and their movies about all this fantasyful stuff about history and where it's going to where we actually love it. We're actually giving our children over to be soldiers in their kingdom and in their corporations, and we're going all along with it.
One of the major ways to wake wake up out of the matrix is to believe that the Bible is real. Because the Bible tells us what was happening in the times of Noah. It tells us that Nimrod started to become like the Mighty One. So he was being genetically altered. It talks about Nephilim. It talks about mating, you know, angels or the fallen angels mating
avatars
with women. You begin, if you believe that, if you begin to understand that that is real, you will wake up and see how close we are to it today, how real, but we have it. It's going to be presented to us in a different form today. The delusion's just going to come in a different form. Aliens is where we're headed today, or our cousins from the stars is where we're headed today. And so we're working on putting that information together for you in a celestial witness.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show. It's actually taken a little bit of time to put together. But so, okay, let's get back to the present. We wanted to get into World War III, and this is from Albert Pike's letter that we were reading.
On Monday's show.
On Monday's show. And this is where they're taking us with this, Christian against Islam, and Islam against the Jews, and this person against that person, all that. The main thing is we just keep killing one another.
And it'll take us to what we just read in the book of Revelation.
That's right. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists. Those are the kings of the Rothschilds, the political Zionists that are in Israel today. That those are the two tribes of Yehuda or Judah that the scriptures talk about, very separately from the northern ten tribes, which are Ephraim and Manasseh, mostly in
down
that list with the rest of the tribes. So between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world, that's where they're going to foment this war. And the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Now, you notice they say the state of Israel, Mishpul Kaz, because our kings and queens, these Luciferians, they know that the northern ten tribes in Israel are Israel together as one. We've divided ourselves into two camps of Jews and Christians, just like the northern and southern ten tribes. This thing is going reverse. We got split up. We got kicked out of our nation, and he's going to bring us back that way when he brings us into to make us aware of who we are.
Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion.
What's going on today? They're causing terrorism and wars in every nation on the planet, and they're absolutely stealing all the resources and shutting them off from the people. That's UN Agenda 21.
And most people you can't even talk to about this. They're so busy with their work. They're so busy with this. They're so busy with that. The normalcy bias is overpowering. This program of demoralization that got brought into us in the 70s, it takes 20 years to fully implement. And what demoralization is all about is that you can show everybody the facts. You can stick them right in their face, the facts. They cannot see it until the boot is on their neck. And when we understood the program of demoralization, we understood the book of Revelation, that it is a blessing. It is literally this captives getting set free. The boot is on their necks, and they finally are able to wake up.
And what these guys are going to use as the boot on the neck of the world is Islam. That's why they're putting it out throughout all the world, and just
they're
like
supporting
we read,
and they're crushing Christianity
because they wanted to crush Christianity because they talked about as a part of the Second World, they would take Christendom, which would be then restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm.
That's right. So they're setting it off right now.
They're putting the Christians, the northern ten tribes of Israel, under the boot of Islam. Of course, our tribes in Judah and Israel today, the two tribes there, the Jews, they've had the boot coming down on them for a number of years, which the CIA, MI6, and the Mossad, which is Israeli intelligence, British intelligence, and the United States intelligence, those are the sorcerizing Illuminati little lying arms and stealing and killing arms that they use to destroy nations. They're the ones who created the Muslim Brotherhood. They created Al-Qaeda. They created Hamas. They created all of these separatist groups inside of these nations. The British Empire formed these nations when they formed Israel in 1948, right before that.
And we have
They gave these peasant just goat herders, they just picked them out, whoever would go along with the plan, like the Saudi King Royals, and gave them all this money and wealth and told them, now you're kings.
Do what we say. And we have an article that talks some about that and how the Department of Homeland Security has a relationship with their intelligence asset, the Muslim Brotherhood, which we can get. We'll see if we have time to get into that article, but we do link to it. But to continue on with Albert Pike's letter, he says, "Then we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. We
shall provoke godless people that are over us today."
we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then, everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries...
Of course, these world minority of revolutionaries are anyone in any religion. That's why they say that they're going to show you the origin of savagery is from religion itself.
That's right. And it's using atheism as part of that, because they're going to... The world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, now it will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So they're going to move us into a religion. This isn't against religion. They want religion because they know that in our DNA we are set up to worship. But they want us worshiping the wrong entity. And they have been doing this behind the scenes for many millennia. And now they're going to come out and do it in public view, the doctrines of Lucifer, which right now run out all of our nations. How did this guy write this in the 1900s? I think it was the late 1800s. Because they are talking to supernatural entities, and they have been since then. That's how they're ruling the world right now.
That's when it all exploded, was back in the 1800s, and the Illuminati was formed, and Hitler used the Viril Society to get visions on how to build their technology with their anti-gravitational ships and atomic bombs and computer technology. When they did the 30, I think it was the 32 Olympics, which we got the Olympics coming up again here, Hitler in Germany, they hosted that, and it was a big, Hitler designed the rings that were in there as well, but...
Meaning to Lord of the Rings.
That's right. Hitler's Lord of the Rings. So we could probably see Mish Bokaw in this Olympics coming up, that they're going to, whoever it is that is going to be over that Olympics or whatever's going on with it, which they're talking about terrorist actions and of all kinds with 100,000 troops that are mixed nations.
And 200,000 body bags that were delivered from America.
They got missiles on roofs. They got battleships off the coast.
Meanwhile, they have little one-eyed aliens dancing around doing all these stages. Mm-hmm. We cannot forget that these are ceremonies. These are ritual ceremonies to build energy and harness energy to a pinnacle, to a point. And usually a sacrifice will be done at some point either during or after. That's right. We will be looking for a sacrifice because this is a huge pinnacle. 2012 is the Devil's Jubilee. They have been counting down to this year and literally programming people to count down to this year in a myriad of ways. And this is not just something new. Something modern. This is ancient.
These are ancient signs in the stars that in their way they read the heavens that Yah put up and said they're signs and seasons for his people so we didn't know what time we're in. But they put in their signs and their stars of when the end's going to be and how it's going to be. It's like they're trying to control chaos. I mean, that's how crazy that they are. So, you know, what's going to happen with Christianity, it's going to become delusion, like Albert Pike said here. And that means their hearts are going to melt. And they're not going to know where to place their adoration. Why? Because we've been worshiping deistic spirits.
We've inherited vain and worthless things from our fathers.
Easter, Halloween.
We are polytheistic.
Thanksgiving.
Christianity has been polytheistic.
Yeah, polytheistic God-headed. And that's why the Jews won't have anything to do with us and the Muslims hate us so bad is because they know that we worship polytheism.
And we just do it all, and the Christians just do it under the covering of, well, God knows what I mean.
Well, so did they. They did the same thing when Moshe came down from the mountain and they were worshiping a golden calf.
That's right.
And why were they doing that? Is because the bull, Taurus, in the heavens is Yah in the Maserat. And so they made a representation of what is in the heavens on the ground in a golden calf because that's what they did in Egypt. They
thought it would be okay with Yahweh. That's right.
Aaron's
sons were killed for burning strange fire. Even though they were priests and they were doing it to Yahweh, they were killed for that. We have to return to his ways. That is how we get the covering. We have to get out of the covering of Christianity, the covering of Islam, the covering of Judah. We have to get out those coverings off of us and come underneath the banner of Yahweh Nisi. Oh. And the thing is we are right back, coming right back around to Project Bluebeam, which was the very first paradigm shift show that aired almost a year ago. We are coming right back around to that realization and that understanding, because what Project Bluebeam is all about is it's a military program to convince the world that their Messiah has returned and to follow and worship Lucifer.
Prometheus coming back to
They're going to be using all kinds of signs, just like lightning being called down from heaven. It's a program, and we're going to revisit all of that in the celestial witness that what we're working on the program to show you just how serious this delusion is going to be. We have a choice, and we have to be making it now to get cleared out and cleaned out. And it literally boils. We have lots of people that we know that keep Torah that have no love for their brother and are all they're standing on their own two feet and just disintegrating everything around them. It is not about how well you know Torah. It is about how you treat each other. Well, that is where wisdom is going to come from.
That's what it's always been, Ms. Bocock. As soon as we start to divide, then Satan comes in and he uses his avatars. It was in the Indian Vedic text. That's where that word comes from, avatar.
A house divided shall not stand. It is time for us to start looking up. Keep looking up, Ms. Bocock.